I had originally submitted this article to a news publication that prides itself on presenting truth. It was an experiment on my part, knowing it had value whether or not the newspaper wanted it. Of course, it was not accepted, and I was not even given the courtesy of a pink slip or a simple email that said, "No, thank you." No surprise. Most people who are interested in truth are only interested in the relative truths of this world. Sensationalism sells, mainstream or alternative. So I have not lost my rights to the submission and can freely share it with you. I originally called this article Real Knowledge, Real Happiness. Blinded by the temporal, ensnared by sensationalism, where can the heart find repose in a world that is becoming more chaotic by the day? As the evil covert activities of this world become exposed, as the names behind the most heinous of crimes are revealed, many hearts will grieve deeply. All that they have known and trusted will be in question, comfort zones and faith shattered. Where is one to find shelter, to seek solace? It cannot be in anything of this world. It must be in the pure and topmost teachings of transcendence. These teachings will serve to give shelter to suffering humanity. In this world, news becomes old very quickly. Hardly a soul has any interest in yesterday's media reports. Yet the masses of the population express very little interest in pursuing knowledge of something eternally relevant and pleasure-giving, and thus they experience ongoing frustration. They are trying to live in denial of what really is. They are taking shelter in the world of elusive hopes, dreams, wishes, and expectations. Hardly anyone is inquiring why they are suffering, what happens at the time of death, what is the purpose of life, or how did they get this body? They do not ask how they can escape the tribulations of birth, disease, old age, and death. These are the most intelligent questions, but rarely asked. However, the understanding of the answers will anchor the sincere inquirer concretely into the experience of realized knowledge, eternality, and joy. The tribulations, perplexities, and fears of the world affect all of us, but to a greater or lesser degree, dependent upon spiritual development. The divisive forces in the world, which seek to weaken and control the masses by nefarious means towards an inauspicious, godless end, can be conquered if at least some portion of the society becomes educated in basic spiritual principles and begins to apply them. Polarization only leads to more disruption. Subversive political agendas will always have some role in this world of contaminated consciousness, but their effects can be weakened if those who are intelligent become educated in the higher principles of transcendence and guide those who are willing on the path of wisdom. The wisdom of which we speak is timeless, spoken of in the greatest literatures of the world, and relevant to any society which has ever existed or will ever exist. For example, the most rudimentary and widespread misunderstanding is that we are this body. Identifying ourselves as the body is the root of all prejudice, judgmentalism, and racism. This basic principle that we are not these bodies can be demonstrated very easily by simple logic. When we refer to any part of our body, we call it my. My hand, my foot, my elbow, my nose, my body. Who is the I who is calling this miraculous aggregate of material elements mine? If indeed we were this body, would it not be I hand, I foot, I elbow, I nose, I body? If we are not this body, then it follows that we are not black, white, male or female, or even always in human form. This truth is obvious, but so masked that hardly anyone is thinking like this at all. There are many subjects being taught in the universities, but not one of these educational institutions has a department that teaches the difference between a living body and a dead one. None of the universities teach anything that does not have as a goal trying to enjoy in this world of matter, which is as futile an endeavor as a fish trying to enjoy out of water. This material world is not our home, but education is lacking as to the nature of the spiritual realm, the eternal abode of pure enjoyment and association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the process of how to return to it. People labor for many hard years to achieve a college or university degree that cannot follow them at the time of death. But even a little progress on the path of transcendence, the path of devotional service to God, has eternal benefit that is never lost. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, 5th chapter, text 15 and 16. Embodied beings are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. We are all eternal spiritual equals, brothers and sisters, under the Supreme Father God. From that factual perspective, the world can be recreated for a higher purpose. It will take some time to create societies and communities based on this principle, according to the Lord's own plan, even if the education was to be accepted now. In any event, a foundation of God consciousness must be constructed, and then what will be built upon it will be very glorious. However, accepting the path of godliness invites an immediate sense of purpose, fulfillment, and inner peace on the part of any individual who chooses that route. This can be done with no interruption to the necessary duties of daily life. We recommend to embark on the journey back to Godhead by taking shelter in the transcendent Vedic literatures brought to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. They are accessible freely online through purelyprabhupada.com, and are also available in printed format. They are pure spiritual science, non-sectarian, and will bring joy to the hearts of the sincere, non-envious seekers of truth. They are an oasis of life in the parched desert of insatiable materialistic pursuits.